This next poem is, I wrote this poem about war, but I don't know that anybody who reads it would necessarily ever think about that. It's called Spring Salmon at Night. I thought the west wind called me from bed, the night the river ran so hard. I followed it over the moonlit lawn, across the road and into the woods, climbing fallen cedars and moving beyond the skunk cabbages. I followed the west wind to the riverbed and plunged my legs in dark water that sucked and swirled behind my knees and tried to pull me beyond the bank. And the wind stopped, and I forgot why I came out in the night. And I clenched the underwater moss with my toes and was lost until the spring salmon came, their torpedo-shaped bodies knowing me as another follower of currents. In the cold gray river, the spring salmon found and circled me, their forms almost warm as they touched the backs of my legs, guiding me back through the forest, across suburban lawns, and down my own hallway from bedroom to kitchen, until I found myself standing at the cat food cupboard and recognized each cat circling my legs and my own gullibility or desire to be led in the direction of someone else's hunger.